Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
That's more coverage of the 2016 general election on September the 22nd. And in the studio now, Alan Kermode standing in air. And Michael, the new larger constituency, two MHKs, of course. He's a married man, a company director, an independent in his political views, interested in architecture. So you want to build, good morning to you, you want to build a political career
good
on the back
John.
Of...
Good morning to your listeners.
Well, in effect, no political experience. Am I right in saying that?
No political experience, but 30 years of work experience.
Is that enough to be a politician?
Well, they say the Isle of Man should be run as a business. I've had 30 years in business.
So you think that's the sort of attitude that will help the Isle of Man, a business attitude?
100%.
So how effective do you think you will be initially? Because you have to learn all the bits and pieces of being a politician. Would you be able to hit the ground running, or would you take a while to bed in?
It's like any business, you have to be a while bedding in. I have suggested, and I've approached Alan Bell and Eddie Teer to stay on in some form role for possibly maybe 6 months to bed all new members in, to hand over the reins.
And what was the response?
How it works. Response from Eddie and Alan?
Yeah.
They're very keen to do so, yeah.
They'd be prepared to hang
yes.
around and basically form a think tank.
Yes. Well, it's you buy a business. If you want to change it, if you want to keep it as it is, at least understand how the thing works.
Let's have a look at Aaron Michael. What are the three big issues in your view?
For Aaron Michael?
For the area, for the constituency.
Michael is the pressing need is for coastal erosion sea defences. But other than that, I think...
Should you put big blocks in the way? Can you stop the sea doing what it wants to do?
Definitely you can stop it, yeah. Anybody goes down to Glenwillan, they can see there's two outcrops of rock, a rock revetment. But at the minute we're building two piers at the moment, there's just a retreat each side of it.
Doesn't that push the problem onto somewhere else?
Definitely. Once you start with that rock revetment, you have to have a rolling programme. 1 year you would go from Glenwillan to Ballyra, Ballyra to Orestale, Orestale to Ballyra, and you'd carry it round until you got to Ramsey Bay and you've cracked the job.
What about other issues? I think of medical facilities. There's been a discussion about that in the area of Michael.
Only talking to a family yesterday, they're more than happy to go to Jerby. They think it's a great facility, very underused facility.
So you think that's okay? Jerby's adequate for the area?
Yes, but the word on the street is it's the doctors that don't like to go to Jerby, but the patients love it.
Bypass. Does Michael need a bypass?
Not at this moment in time. I mean, it would be a wish list, but no, I think no.
You described the present administration's performance as so-so, damned with faint praise, or is so-so a compliment?
Well, it's a team. It's a group of people. There's people in there that's tried really hard, but they're held back by others that...
In what way? Not deliberately. What? Why have they been held back?
Well, look at the calibre of people that are standing. That are in Tynwald. If this is a business, would you employ these people
so
in a business?
If you were elected, you might look round and be unhappy with the 23 around you.
That's correct. But you will not know. We could have this conversation on the 23rd or 6 months into Tynwald. Then we can have this conversation. Then we will know.
You say you struggle to say whether anything has changed for the better in the last 5 years. You're unhappy with the performance of the last administration.
They have administered. They've been reactive. They haven't been bold enough to be proactive.
Give us a proactive measure you think they could have produced.
I think there's a marina development possibly in Ramsey. There's a fantastic hotel opportunity in Peel that's not being looked at.
These cost money, of course, and there's not a lot of it flowing around.
But the seed money, you have to put some seed money, you have to give confidence for the rest of the island, for business to think, well, when there's weeds grown in the pavements, is this the place I want to do business in?
You'd like the next administration to put seed money there?
Yes, without a doubt.
Thank you very much, Alan Kermode, standing in air, and Michael, and on the programme this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.